Antonio has taught me on the subject of money, how to build money for raise capital for a company, and also how to build money personally on a financial status. Business-wise, he's taught me on how to raise capital for a company using my gift. My gift is really face-to-face, eyeball-eyeball, belly-to-belly, and to just going in and asking people for donations to help raise capital for the company that we're building. I have a passion for that. I found out that I have a passion so much for it that I would do it for free. And that's on a business level wise. And I'm still learning and still growing in that area. And he's still teaching me to become better and better using my gift. On a personal level, he's showed me how to pay me first before I pay anybody else. 2 years ago, I came to him and asked how to save money. And he told me, and I wasn't ready. I was arrogant. So I wasn't ready for new information, the things that he told me. Well, 2 years later, I found out I was ready because I was tired of not having the money to do the things that I would desire to do, having more months than the money. And so from a personal standpoint, he asked me, and it really hit home, how dare you pay Capital One before you pay yourself? So that's when it really hit home for me. He has just, I found out that if I listen to him, the things that he says actually works. So if you are having a little hesitation or in doubt on him becoming your mentor in any capacity, but especially in the capacity of your finances, I am a witness that it does work if you take the time, do the work, and listen.
But paying yourself first. In order for, when I came to her 2 years ago, she called me Red. She said, Red, I need some help. I said, all right, let me see your finances. Laid them all out, we were sitting in Starbucks. Boom. And I said, well, you're screwed, right? You got all this going on, and et cetera. Right, I don't want to tell you about it, it doesn't need to be in a business. But the point is, it was too much going out and not enough coming in. Plenty coming in, but just too much going out. I'm telling you, everybody falls in that category, right? Like, most of you live your life falling in that category. Why or how? Because you think when you get money, you now have to go spend it too. Here's what that looks like in the real world. I just got a pay raise. Now I can afford that upper package cable.
Wow.
You were doing just fine.
The basic cable.
With the basic cable or the $39, whatever it is. But now I can go $99, right? You know, because you just literally with one bill evaporated your pay raise. So when, now watch this here, because this totally happens. So when your light bill is more than expected, what happens next?
You stressed out.
That's what I was looking for. A bill, and listen, TV audience, I need y'all to hear me, okay? Because I need to address. I need for you to understand that most of you spending is like this.
Yeah.
And the moment that Comcast promotion expires, and it goes from $39 to $89, your head is, you're underwater now.
Yeah.
Right?
Or the moment the holidays happen. Right, when the holiday season are out. The moment the holidays occur, then your family come over. Now you gotta spend more money.
Wow.
First off, you gotta spend money to shine. You understand what I'm talking about? I didn't mean like mopping. I mean, you know,
popping. You gotta get that new outfit.
You understand? Okay, you gotta spend money to shine. And since you're not like her, that money's not gonna be in your 70%.
Yeah.
Okay? That money is gonna be all in the rest, right? So you're gonna spend money to shine, that's number one. Then you haven't even accounted for when they come over your house. Your toilet paper bill just went up.
Yeah.
I know you don't think you have a toilet paper bill, but I assure you, you finna spend far more money on stuff that you don't normally do.
Right.
Toilet paper, cheese, and then all your utilities are about to double for just one holiday vacation.
Right.
Water, lights. Because you know, it's rude for you to tell folk to close that door, turn off them lights, they guess.
Right.
You understand? You would die. We don't tell guests that. We don't. Nah. Cause we gotta look like we got it.
Right. No. You, okay. Can you turn that light off when you leave out the room? Oh, hey, can you close that
room? See, you got it. Your guests is different.
Yes. You ain't got the control.
First off, guests. Family. Nah, them guests should be in my room.
That, right.
That's the real room.
That's a real thing.
But you got to pay your 10% first. Right. So, buying this jersey, she immediately said, it's not in my 70%. Well, she got there. She went, it's not in the team. That goes to Cherry. It's not in the team. That goes to me. It's not in the team. I'm paying my debt to the team, right? Now, what's left is my cost of living. And this jersey does not fit into my cost of living this month.
Right.
Now I get to go full circle back to you. If you just said, the money I have, if I spend it now, I'm broke.
Right. I'm gonna lose my 10%.
Okay, so somebody break down this rule to me again that I had y'all glad he comes, right? He read it. He read it in his notes. Let's see if you can get his notes since he just walked off.
Money gladly comes in increasing quantity to any person who will put 10% of all they've earned to the side for the future.
Now, what does that mean? Go ahead, read that for me. What, I don't know about that, right? But what does that mean?
The more you save?
That means the more you save 10%, the more you'll get to have 10%.
All right. So, I said all of that because I wanted to show you this is physics. These laws of money are physics. Mm-hmm. Physics. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. These are physics. This is physics. The physics behind this is simple. If you're obeying the first law of money, you will always get money because you're obeying it. Mm-hmm. It's like it works this way. This, remember, I teach you to do this. So if I only teach you to tithe, right, and never teach you anything else, then you're only going to always have money to tithe.
Right. Right.
But does that make sense?
Right.
Your own what the only thing that's ever gonna come back to you is what you're doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's gonna come back to you in great multiplication. Like whatever you're doing, here's what's crazy about it. Every moment of your life, you're strengthening your brain. You're strengthening your brain to get better at what you're doing.
Yes.
Like this is quantum physics. This is neuroscience. You're strengthening your brain to be what you're doing today. So if you're not saving 10% first to yourself, you can't say I'll do it next week because that's not what you strengthened your brain to do. You didn't strengthen your brain to do next week. And the only way you stretch your brain to do next week is to do this week.
Right.
That
makes sense.
That makes sense? You can't say, I'll be a better husband next week. The only way you're going to be a better husband next week is to be a better husband this week.
Right.
Because your brain is only going to strengthen what you are doing. So if you don't save 10%, you're strengthening your subconscious to only keep you in a position to where you never have enough to have 10% in an investment account.
Jeez.
That's science.
Yeah.
That hurt.
Yeah.
And if you do that every day, then every day you're gonna wake up and you're gonna always have just enough not to have 10% to yourself.
Come on, sir.
That's science. How is it science? I explain it because when you tell your mind, this is now I'm getting the metaphysics, right? When you tell your mind, I don't have enough, or I'm going to spend this, you just vibrate at a frequency, which we get to in one day, right, in great detail, that says, give me more of what I just did.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So let's read this rule again, but read me your version now. I must have said that last week, but you can read me the explanation to this rule.
The more you save 10%, the more you'll get to have 10%.
Now, I just went through this wonderful lengthy explanation. Give it to me. give it to him. He's trying to learn. You trying to take his papers from him. He's trying to learn. He's writing down 10%. Right? Give me that. Why? Why is it the more that you learn? I mean, the more that you do, say it again.
The more you save 10%, the more you'll get to have 10%.
Right.
It's because you because the law of attraction. The more you save 10%, you have not only trained yourself to have the 10%, but
right.
because of the law of attraction, you're gonna automatically, because of the training you trained your brain, you're gonna automatically acquire even more of that 10%.
It's facts. It's a law. It is a law. People who save always have money to save. Why? Because it's something, remember, they'll teach you a way and convince you it's the way. And they'll go do another way
to keep you.
Because it's a lot easier to attract money than it is to go make it.
Ding, ding, ding.
It is a lot easier for money to come find you than for you to go find it.
Yes.
And what's the most simplest way for money to go find you? It's right here. It's in number one.
Say 10%.
Gladly.
Gladly, right? Yeah. Money gladly, right?
Yeah.
So even if you grudgingly save
10%, right.
do it enough till you get some comments. That grudgingly is going to change.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, I just hit it. Now, somebody asked me last week, I think it was you, but what's the 10% for?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is the 10% to buy you a boat?
No.
Right.
You do that with the 7.
You do that with the 7. There you go. Or with OPM.
Yeah.
Somebody else's money.
Right.
That thing. What is somebody else's money? This is, what's the legal version of somebody else's money? That means get you a rent property.
Yes. Yeah.
And let them pay you rent. Don't have to be a rent property, but that's a way, right? Or it's dividends from your stock investments or anything like that, right? Here's it. Your 10%, that money you have invested, that money you have saved, is not for you to go blow it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's for you to get it pregnant and have babies.
Right.
Or multiply it.
Right.
Or get that 10% soldiers and make an army.
Right.
Well, question.
Go.
Because you're saving the 10% and you will attract more of the 10%, doesn't that in a sense say that the 10% will get itself pregnant?
Right. Well, so the 10% will get itself pregnant. Now, in the 21st century, it will get itself pregnant because you're going to put it in an investment account or some sort of investment.
Right.
Until you have the knowledge,
okay.
And that's what I'm going to give you.
Okay.
I'm going to get it to you later. Until you have the knowledge to do with the 10% more than what, you know, to make the 10% pregnant, keep saving the 10%.
Right.
Don't invest until you have the knowledge.
Right.
You don't have the knowledge, mentor. I'm going to give you that. That's going to be in the next episode, right? Not in the next one. But that's why I'm giving you these basics. These basics are what you need.
Right.
These basics are fundamental, the elementary, basic. I can't teach you anything if you can't make money.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. So, in conclusion, your 10% is supposed to go out there and get pregnant. But if you do not spend 10% on yourself first, you'll find yourself in a position to where you're trying to now, you'll leave yourself broke. Why? Because when you spend 10%, when you have 90% left, you're a bit more responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So that jersey, this is why she was able, see, when you got 100% of money, you go, hey, it's just $30.
Mm-hmm.
When you got 90% of money, you're going, right? And then she got down to 70%. When she got down to 70% of her money left, and she knew that this was her cost of living, she said that jersey doesn't add to the quality of my life.
Right. Amen. Yes.
It actually takes away from the quality.
Absolutely. Yes, right. Unless her wearing that jersey is going to get her money.
Right. Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Most definitely.
And you don't go try to make money by entering some raffle or something with a jersey. Not to say anything bad about raffles. That hopefully that'll go inside your 10% chair.
Right. Yeah.
But either way, you don't do stupid things with your money when you're following 10, 10, 10, 7.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I would love for you all to have 10, 20, 7. Mm-hmm. That means combining the debt and yourself to get your credit score. But when you got a debt, you can do that. That's what I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
10, 10, 10, 7. Why? Because the more you spend in you, the more you spend in yourself, the more you spend in those things, there's the more your subconscious, the frequencies that you vibrate with, and life itself will find a way to keep you saving 20% to yourself.
Now, a question about that third 10%. You said the 10% to your debt. Do you find a debt consolidator, or how do you pay that 10% to your debt?
Fair enough. Ask me that in the next episode.
Okay.
Good. Well, that has been good, so I guess we'll create some sort of sign-off right now, right? So, this is creators. We're trying to create our own economies.
Amen.
But in creating your own economies, there's a lot that goes there. You're creating your own economies by being responsible. But you will not have a legacy if you don't have your own.